My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Art Tatum. Art Tatum grew up in Ohio at the turn of the century, and he represented a transitional figure between the giants of stride piano and the later innovations of bebop. He was almost blind, and the way that he was inspired really came from a personal sense of the instrument. As is said about his playing, it's the ornamentation, it's the melismas that really make all the difference in the world. His music, in its explosiveness and in its ornateness, was really something that had never been seen before or heard before. There's an interesting exchange with Bud Powell that was done at the height of what became the bebop movement, where Bud Powell was challenging Art Tatum. And Art Tatum sort of said to him, he said, "You know, you do anything you want on your right hand, and I'll imitate it and play it right back at you on my left." And the story is that Bud Powell never came back to talk to Art Tatum about that, because he realized what kind of skill that he had, and the ways that he used both hands, the ways that he was ambidextrous, was a very unique and new thing in the stylings of piano playing. I think he represented an exploration of the individual, where I think people really picked up on an inner journey of the artist, and in an era of totalitarianism, allowed that to be reflective for their own journeys as well. Each note makes all the difference. Each elaboration brings on another elaboration. So by the end of the day, his music, like his life, was a work of art. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Hughes & Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.